بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Now we move to the new verses, inshallah, or the additional verses. Now Allah is giving us parables concerning those hypocrites. And in this, I would like you to give your best attention to the wording in the noble Quran concerning these parables which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets in describing the kafirs and the hypocrites. In verse 17, مثلهم, their likeness, كمثل الذي استوقد نارا, is as the likeness of the one who kindled a fire. فلما أضاءت ما حوله, then when its light or it lighted all around him, ذهب الله بنورهم, Allah took away the light and left them in darkness, وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون, صمٌ بكمٌ, okay, 17 please, صمٌ, they are deaf, صم, بكمٌ, dumb, and blind, فهم لا يرجعون, so they turn not to the right path. The explanation now. Their likeness and their condition is like the one who asked someone else to kindle a fire, or or he asked from someone else that which he needs to kindle the fire with himself. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ, then when it lighted all around him, meaning around the one who kindled the fire, and it did not go far, it didn't stretch far, the fire, because of its weak intensity. Then ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ, Allah took away the light, and what remained is the heat of the fire. So, this is really means, the moment it kindled, the moment the light came out, Allah took it away. And here in this verse we see differences in the pronouns, in the nouns used, or the pronouns rather. First, there is the singular. Look at it. Their likeness is as the likeness of the one. There is the singular. One. And it kindled a fire around him. Him. This is the singular. Then, Allah took away there. Are you following now? Allah took away there. So we have two singular noun pronouns, and then we have there. This is plural, right? And now Allah took their light and left them. Them. This is plural. And at the end, so they could not see. So they could not see. This is also plural. So if someone says, how could this be in the most eloquent speech that the pronouns come differently and the reference is only one? And the answer is from two angles. The first angle, Allah is referring to them in the very beginning of these verses with a demonstrative article which denotes generality. And when it denotes generality, then it is applicable to the singular and to the plural. So now the pronouns for he kindled and around him refers to this demonstrative article in textual sense. However, their light, and Allah left them لا يبصرون, not seeing, then it refers to this demonstrative article in the context of meaning. This is the first answer. And therefore in this case there is no problem at all. The second angle is the one who kindled the fire had company with him. So he kindled it for himself and for his company. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أضاءت ما حوله, it kindled what's around him. ذهب الله بنورهم, Allah took away their light. And from this angle then the verse is exemplifying or referring to the heads of the hypocrites with their followers, because the head of the hypocrites is the one who kindled the fire, and he wanted to benefit his associates with it. Then the light went away and the heat remained and the darkness remained and kept them all in darkness, seeing not. Is this clear inshallah? Is this clear inshallah? Okay, is this clear? Okay, I want to hear from more inshallah as well. Okay, great, alhamdulillah. طيب. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ, and Allah left them in darkness. Here there is the plural darkness instead of dark. Darkness, which tells of many kinds of darkness, various. The first is, let's write this down please, the first is ظُلْمَةُ اللَّيْلِ, the darkness of the night. Because kindling the fire is to have light, and this takes place only at night. Because if you kindle the fire during the day, then it will not give this light. The second, the darkness of the weather, meaning if it is cloudy. When it's cloudy. And the third is the darkness that remains after the light is taken away. And this form of darkness is more intense than the continuous type of darkness which we know of. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said لا يبصرون, seeing not. This is affirming in meaning to the saying earlier that they are in darkness, and this really denotes the strength of darkness state that they are in. And okay, alright, the third one is the darkness which remains after losing the light when the light is taken away. This type of darkness is more intense than the continuous darkness. That's right. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as in the verse 18 now, someone death. Let's talk about this now. Some death, they are death. some is a plural, and the one who is deaf does not hear. However, here it is not in the general sense, rather something more specific is meant, meaning they are deaf from the truth. They are deaf from the truth, so they don't hear. And here there is a negation of the what type of hearing, the beneficial hearing. They are deaf from the beneficial hearing, not the physical, which means comprehension, because all of them hear the Quran and they understand its meaning. However, since they are not benefiting from it, they became like the deaf. And this is exactly like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal in chapter 8:21, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And be not like those who say, we have heard, but they hear not. This is concerning the deafness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as dumb. The dumb is the one who doesn't speak. Wal murad, and what's intended here, that they don't speak the truth, rather they speak falsehood. And then Allah described them as blind, meaning they are blind in the sense that they don't benefit from what they witness, from the signs which appears on the hands of the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So all roads of truth are blocked for them, because the truth is either heard or witnessed or comprehended. So they neither hear nor see. And no truth is taken from them because they don't utter the truth, because they are dumb. So they don't benefit from the truth with others, and they don't benefit others with the truth. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. So they turn not, Allah says. Meaning, because of these three qualities, they don't return to the truth. They turn not. They benefit not from hearing, nor seeing, nor utterance. From the benefits of this verse, or these two verses. Number one, the eloquency of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets parables for comprehensive or for comprehensible things with things that are witnessed and physical. Because the thing which is perceived is more close to understanding from the thing which is, meaning physically perceived, is more understandable than the thing which is comprehended. But it is from the eloquency of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets the parables, these physical parables, in order to link them to the comprehensible aspect, so that man understands these matters vividly. Listen in this respect to what Allah says in Surah Al-Ankabut in 29 verse 43, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And these similitudes we put forward for mankind, but none will understand them except those who have knowledge of Allah and His signs. And secondly, from the points of benefit, is affirming analogy. Affirming analogy. And that it is an evidence to be taken with and to be considered. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that we make analogy concerning the status of the hypocrites in the likeness of the one who kindled the fire. And every parable and similitude in the Quran is evidence for affirmation of analogy. Is evidence for affirmation of analogy. And from the points of benefit of this verse, that those hypocrites, there is no light in their hearts, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the likeness of them to the likeness of the one who kindled the light or kindled the fire. So they want to taste the guidance and knowledge and light. Well, and when it reaches their heart, immediately when it reaches their heart, it diminishes and then it goes away. Because these hypocrites, or those hypocrites, are related to the believers in lineage. They are uncles, they are maternal or paternal uncles and relatives. So they might sit with the believers truly, and the believer may address them and call them to faith, and some of that touches their heart, but however it goes away so swiftly and fast. It doesn't settle. It doesn't settle in the heart firmly. It goes away. And this is the parable which Allah set for them, like the one who kindled the fire and then Allah took away the light. And from the benefits of this verse, or these two verses, that al-imanu nur, that faith is light. Faith is light, and it influences even the heart of the hypocrite. It influences even the heart of the hypocrite, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ, and when it lit that which is around him, meaning when faith lit somehow their hearts, but since it had no bases or foundations where it may establish itself upon, then it went away, it dissipated. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Munafiqeen, which is chapter 63 verse 3, and this chapter is most comprehensive about the hypocrites, by the way. Allah said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ, listen, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا, that is because they believed, ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا, then disbelieved, فَطَبَعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, therefore their hearts are sealed, so they understand not. fifth point of benefit. That after this light was taken away, darkness replaced it. Intense darkness replaced it. Rather, yes, not one type of darkness, but it came in the plural. And we spoke about the three types of darkness earlier. The sixth point of benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompensed them in accordance to what's in their hearts. And this is signified in the saying of Allah, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah took away their light. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it away as punishment. ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Can we have this verse please? The beginning we're talking about. So this is a recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in proportion to what? To what's in their hearts. So Allah took away their light, as if here it is overpowering them, overwhelming them, compelling them, subduing them. So if someone now comes and says, isn't therefore this is a proof for the correctness of the creed of the deviant sect which is known as Al-Jabriya, those who believe that man is compelled, have no choice, if someone says this, what will be the response? The answer, no, it can't be a proof for them. Because this took place, Allah did that because they were the cause. And here remember the saying of Allah 61 verse 5, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم. In Surah As-Saff, verse 5. So when they turned away into misguidance, Allah turned away their hearts. When they turned away from the path of Allah, Allah turned away their hearts, or their hearts away. So this is vivid, giving you evidence that every description where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he misguided someone, then this is due to a reason from this person being misguided. And from the, so this refutes the claim of the deviant sect. And from the benefits of these two verses is that Allah abandoned them in the abandonment of the hypocrites, because Allah said وَتَرَكَهُمْ, abandoned them, left them. And under this same benefit there comes the point that whoever Allah abandons, then he is doomed to destruction. He has no light, no guidance, no uprightness. All of this stems from the saying of Allah, وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And Allah left them in darkness, seeing nothing. And from the benefits of these two verses is that those hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deft their hearing, so they don't hear the truth, and if they hear it, they won't benefit from it. And something can be negated, something in its essence can be negated if there is no benefit in it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Al-Anfal 8:21, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And don't be like those who say, we heard but they hear not. And from the point of benefit, the ninth one, those hypocrites don't utter the truth, just like the dumb, and that they don't see the truth, like the blind, and that they turn not to the right path, because they think or they believe that they are doing righteousness, and that they are, or they became companions to the believers and companions to the disbelievers, companions to the believers in the outward and companions to the disbelievers inwardly. This is the first parable. The second one, verse 19, أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. Let's stop on this one. Or like a rainstorm. So here, or like, this is another example now, another likeness, because of a different type, coming from the sky, coming from above. فيه ظلمات, wherein is darkness, because darkness associates with it, and these states of darkness are three: the darkness of the night, and the darkness of the cloud, and the darkness of the rain itself. And the proof that this is referring to the darkness of the night is the saying afterwards where Allah says in the next verse, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. This is a proof that this is the darkness of the night. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِيهِ. Whenever it flashes for them, they walk therein. And this takes place only at night. And the second type of darkness is the darkness of the cloud, because the thick cloud, the abundant cloud, tops over each other. And from that, as a result, darkness becomes on top of darkness. The third is the darkness of the rainfall, because the rainfall has a density which produces darkness. So these are three stages of darkness, and there can also be more if there is dust, a dusty storm and the like. Now back to the verse, therefore, in the first verse, verse 19, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ. We talked about the darkness now. Or like the rainstorm from the sky where there in is darkness, then Allah says, thunder and lightning. Thunder and lightning. Thunder is the voice which we hear coming from the clouds, and the lightning is the light which comes and shines in the clouds. So these hypocrites, or those described here now, they have darkness in their hearts. It is filled. Zulma. Originally, it is in darkness. Then, it is touched by the rainstorm. Sayyib, the rainfall, rather. And this rainfall is the Quran. In it, there is thunder. And the thunder is the threat of the Quran. And it is with respect to the hypocrites and their fear of it. It is as if this is very strong thunder. And in it there is light, lightning. And this is the promise of the Quran. Because the lightning shines the earth, and it is guidance. Well, Allah giving their similitude, and He says, let's have the verse again, please. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ. Look their reaction. How is their reaction? يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. They thrust their fingers in their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap for fear of death. Here it is said, and there will be a very, very important conclusion from the wording that will be discussed here, so please give this your attention. Here, some people say that in this verse there is metaphorism. They say that in this verse they thrust their fingers in their ears. This is metaphoric. They base it on two arguments. The first, they say that not all the fingers go in the ear, so there must be therefore a metaphoric sense in this verse. And the second argument, they say, not all the finger enter into the ear, and thus therefore this is the second argument indicating to them that this verse is metaphoric. However, the verification that there is no metaphorism or metaphor in this verse. As to their first argument, the plural of finger, it came in fingers, right? This is a plural which is referring to yaj'alun, to the verb they make, they, and they is a plural. So there is a distribution of plural to plural. And this would mean that each one of them would make his finger in his ear, will put his finger in his ear. This is in response to the first argument. In response to the second argument, the second is, the one who is addressed doesn't understand, yani he doesn't think that putting the finger in the ear means that all the finger will penetrate the ear. And given this, therefore, this verse cannot be considered as metaphor. But the reality is that they put part of the finger in their ears, and therefore in this sense there is no metaphor. And the preponderating opinion is that there is no majaz fil Qur'an asla, is that there is no metaphor in the Qur'an basically. Originally, there is no metaphor. Why? Because the meaning of the verses, and this is very important, and that's why I want to stop here now, so that Sister Diamond benefits as well. Let me stop here.